You know, I usually don't do this bad in English. It's just like I got other stuff on my mind these days.
Is Bianca help you with?
No, it's not with school. Forget it. Let's just get this stuff over with.
All right. Where'd you want to stop?
This guy.
What guy?
Oh, forget it.
Well, I'm trying, but you know, I'm making it very easy.
I had this idea of Mr. Wright, remember? Which is a stupid idea, right?
Right.
And then all out of nowhere he shows up. It's like some dream or something.
Who?
Mr. Wright.
All right.
And then the crazy thing is that I've seen him twice now. And both times he's wearing these goggles. I don't even know who he is.
Mr. Wright.
Right. Don't you think that's kind of weird? Not weird, weird, but like exciting weird.
So what's the problem then?
Well, the problem is that maybe he's just not everything I imagined. What if behind those goggles he's just like some ordinary guy?
What if he is? Hey?
What if maybe we should get back to the Shakespeare essay?
Stephanie.
You know, and I figured out what Hamlet's big problem is. No ketchup.
He seemed to get along pretty well without it.
They never put ketchup on, even when you ask for it. How can you eat a hamburger with no ketchup?
Oh, wouldn't I?
Could you shoot that over here? Where were we?
You figured out the problem with their hamburgers. No ketchup.
Right. And you know what his big problem is? No laughs. I mean, the guy's got to lighten up, right?
Right.
Right?
No, thanks. Who are we talking about now?
Hamlet.
Oh, right. Hamlet went totally nuts when he caught his mother doing it in the sack with his uncle.
Not so great, right?
Well, you seem to have the right idea. But you could have said something like, Hamlet, was tormented by his mother's incestuous relationship with his uncle.
Incestuous relationship? Oh, God. Megan's gonna flip when she reads it. Incestuous. You're a really smart guy, you know that? You must think I am some kind of dummy, huh?
Actually, I think you're kind of terrific.
Get out of here. You're the terrific one. I mean, you know all this deep junk and everything.
I don't understand that deep junk any better than you do, really. I just seem to know a few big words that impress English teachers, like our friend Miss Mason, that's all.
Well, you impressed me. And I give credit to who I want, okay?
To whom?
To who, to whom? To you, that's whom. So learn how to take a compliment, all right?
All right.
Hey, how about a hamburger for my friend here? Loaded.
With ketchup.
Double ketchup.